Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we conclude our study of Revealing the Jihad and Terrorism of Islam. In our last program, we talked about ISIS and the ISIS flag. And we discovered that the statement which is written on that flag in the Arabic language, it was the Shahada. And it is every Muslim's belief. It is, there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. That is the statement which is also written on the Saudi green flag and on Obama's gold ring. This is a very important statement. By it, people become Muslims. And without it, people will be brought to death. As Muhammad stated in the hadith, I have been commanded by Allah to engage in war with people until they say, there is no God but Allah, and I am the messenger of Allah. This is the statements which Muslims shout as they do perform their jihad, or perhaps they write it down as a signature to let the world know that we are here to kill you if you do not submit and accept Islam. A good example of that is what happened in Benghazi, Libya. In September 11, 2012, when I woke up that morning and I saw the camera moving in front of the entry door of Benghazi consulate, I looked at the right side and there was two words in the Arabic language. The word Allahu Akbar. But on the left side, there was a sentence. Of course, it is written in the Arabic language, as most Americans do not know what is written on the black flag or the Saudi Arabia flag or Obama's ring. It is the same statement, which is La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Within roughly around 1.5, maybe 2 seconds, I saw the entry of the door. And in these less than 2 seconds, I know for sure, without any doubt, that what happened in the consulate in Benghazi, Libya, was the jihadi attack. Because that is a signature which we see everywhere where Muslims do their dirty work. It is the same signature which Muhammad used to shout and his early Muslim believers when they used to invade villages or homes or any caravan. That is exactly what Islam is about. It is about the statement of their belief, which are Allahu Akbar, and there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. But believe it or not, Hillary Clinton and Obama took advantage of the ignorance of the American people, and they blamed the movie Innocence of Muslims to be the reason why the Muslims attacked our consulate in Benghazi, Libya, and why they killed Christopher Stevens and the other 3 American heroes. And now, after the investigation, we know for certain that this movie had nothing to do with Benghazi attack. Few months later, we saw the news about what took place in Nigeria as Boko Haram kidnapped 300 girls, the media said. And I said, excuse me, they're not 300 girls, they're 300 Christian girls. And I'm shocked, why in the world the media cannot give us the truth for what it is? When Muslims do their dirty work, we'll try to do everything we can to separate their action from Islam. And when this dirty work is done to the Christians, we don't talk about Christians being kidnapped or being killed by the Muslims. Why are we doing that? For how long we will continue to defend the Muslims and separate Islam from what the Muslim is doing? These are 300 Christian young ladies who were kidnapped and they were forced to carry the same flag which states there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, which is written obviously in the Arabic language, a language they cannot read or understand. That is the reality. How we can tie this shahada with the fruit of Islam. The shahada means death. The Shahada means kidnapping. The Shahada means the destruction of the free world. The Shahada means terrorism. For in the Shahada, Muhammad said he was commanded to engage in war with the people of the earth until everyone says the Shahada, which is, there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. That is the truth about the Shahada and the ISIS flag. Now I would like to share with you about the dream of the Muslims to have this ISIS flag in the White House. We'll see first what the media think about that. Second, what the Muslim real agenda for America as those who live with us here in the West to see what is the real agenda for America. So first, let us begin by looking at the CNN report of ISIS Vision for America by Ashley Panfield in her program Legal View.
ISIS being taken out by those airstrikes. This is the same group whose spokesperson is bragging that that group could actually take over the United States of America. Have a listen for yourself.
I say to America that the Islamic State has been established, and with Allah's permission, it will not stop. You cowards, if you are real men, we are here on the ground. Don't send your drones. Send your soldiers, whom we have humiliated in Iraq, and with Allah's permission, we will humiliate them everywhere. And Allah willing, we will raise our ISIS flag in the White House. ISIS is telling America a message, as you have heard my translation to his Arabic. Once again, I say, he said, I say to America that the Islamic State has been established, and with Allah's permission, it will not stop. That's exactly what all ISIS believe. He was also taunting President Barack Hussein Obama, the commander-in-chief, and all our soldiers by saying, you cowards, if you are real men, we are here on the ground. Do not send your drones, send your soldiers whom we have humiliated in Iraq. And guess what? It's true. Because all the blood which has been shed is wasted because Barack Hussein Obama chose to leave Iraq. And the victory we have, we lost. And that's why ISIS view us as cowards. And since Obama refused to send our soldiers back today to the Muslims and to the reality that make us bunch of cowards, then ISIS spokesman said, and with Allah's permission, we will humiliate them everywhere. So the challenge is not just in Iraq. The challenge of ISIS is to anywhere we are, even here in America. We know for sure that we have plenty of Muslims whom we call Americans have joined ISIS. I know our government and the liberal media try to put them in the hundreds, but I deeply believe in my heart they are in the thousands. And if you know the true number of Muslim believers in America, I will go for perhaps 1 million. That is, if there is only 10% of the Muslims in America who are true Muslim believers, as Allah calls them terrorists and jihadis. We're talking about 1 million plus followers of ISIS who live here in America. And those people, by the way, work in every important office in America. For I believe ISIS is already in our FBI. They are already in our CIA. ISIS is already in the White House. They are also in our military. And the spokesman of ISIS ended his video by saying, we will raise our ISIS flag in the White House. That is the flag with the statement, as he said it in the Arabic language, La ilaha illallah, there is no God except Allah. And obviously the video was cut, so we did not hear the second half, which stated, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugarcoated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
Now, on the other hand, Ashley Banfield from the Legal View show on CNN has her own reaction. She said,
did you catch that last part? We will raise our flag in the White House. Probably not a stretch to say that's highly unlikely, but U.S. intelligence officials are more troubled by ISIS today and their ambitions beyond Iraq.
Ms. Banfield said, did you catch that? This spokesman for ISIS said, we will raise our flag. There is no God but Allah in the White House. Probably not a stretch to say that is highly unlikely. And I say, excuse me, what? This is highly unlikely? Every signature Obama signed in the last 6 years, he signed it with his left hand, my dear friend, by the hand where he is wearing his ring. On that ring is the inscription, there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. So here is the truth. The statement which we see on the ISIS flag is running the entire United States of America, my dear friends. How naive can we be? Having a Muslim president in America, it is all what Muslims wanted. That's why the Muslim world supported Obama for years. Just watch what Barack Hussein Obama is doing with the Muslims here in America and around the world to know exactly what I'm talking about. And if we continue to move in the same direction for a little bit longer, not only the ISIS flag will fly in the White House, but it will rule not only America, but the entire world. Miss Ashley Banfield ended her statement by saying, but U.S. intelligence officials are more troubled by ISIS today and their ambition beyond Iraq. Yes, indeed, my dear friends, because ISIS is no longer only in Iraq and in Syria. ISIS today is everywhere there are Muslims. Those who believe there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Many so-called moderate Muslims in America and our politicians are trying to convince us that the true number of Muslim believers, these are the jihadi, is less than 1%, as Obama has been telling us lately. But I want you to listen carefully to the following video to know that every Muslim who live in America is nothing but a Muslim jihadi. No kidding. You call them radical and they call themselves Muslim believers. Listen carefully.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. I'll be very quick. My question is about the media and how they always attack the Muslims or Islam in particular. While for some certain things, for example, about gays, they always attack us and the teachings towards this matter, for example. While in Christianity and in Judaism, it's the same punishment that exists. You know, I mean, it's haram. So why they're always, for example, focusing on Islam and not Judaism or Christianity, while, for example, also in Jerusalem, for those who have been to Jerusalem, in the buses in Jerusalem, for example, women sit separate than men, for example, you know. So why, like 5 minutes ago or early, we were asked about why Muslims has to be sitting separate, you know, men and women. But they never ask these questions to Jews or Christians, why specifically Muslims or Islam.
This is a young man who is in a conference speaking to three Muslim leaders, and he's complaining about the media in America that they treat Muslims different than they treat the Jews and the Christian, even though many of the things Muslims believe also exist among the Jews and the Christians, like men and women should sit separate, or that Christianity and Judaism do not allow homosexual lifestyle. But listen to the answer of the leader of the group. He said to him,
"Didn't you answer this question yesterday? And you said that you need to ask the media."
Yeah, sah, it's true.
Yeah.
But he needs an answer. He was not here. But the other people were here. The other people will suffer because of you.
And now these leaders are wasting the time to say that we answered this question yesterday. Wait a minute. How did he answer yesterday? They answer him by telling whoever asked this question that go as the media. And that's why the whole entire community are going to suffer to repeat the same answer. But listen, the gentleman who sat on the left side, he answered the question. And he said, the reason is, listen carefully, here is his own words.
The answer is very simple. Islam is the truth. And Christianity and Judaism are not the truth.
Yes, indeed. Islam is the truth and Christianity and Judaism are not true. But then we have a new guy who show up on the stage, and he is going to give us the answer for that question and for all the objections which the media and the Americans have against Islam. So listen carefully to the true answer for that question.
Could I give a comment regarding this topic? May I, Sheikh?
You are the big boss.
Yep, but you are the Sheikh.
You're
the doctor.
Yes.
First, he asked permission to answer the question, and they gave him the permission. After all, he's also an important part of the conference.
Can we have the camera? Can we have this camera focusing on all the audience here? Can we have this camera focusing on all the audience? Because every now and then, every time we have a conference, every time we invite a speaker, they always can come with the same accusations. This speaker supports death penalty for homosexuals. This speaker supports death penalty for this crime or this crime or that. He is homophobic. They subjugate women, etc., etc., etc. It's the same old stuff coming all the time. And we always try to tell them, I always try to tell them that, look, it's not that speaker that we're inviting who has these extreme radical views, as you say. These are general views that every Muslim actually has. Every Muslim believes in these things. Just because they're not telling you about it, or just because they're not out there in the media, doesn't mean they don't believe in them. So I will ask you, everyone in the room, how many of you are normal Muslims? You're not extremist, you're not radical, just normal Sunni Muslims. Please raise your hands. Everybody, mashallah, subhanallah. Okay, take down your hands again. How many of you agree that men and women should sit separate? Please raise your hands. Everyone agree. Everyone agree, brothers and sisters, subhanAllah. So it's not just these radical sheikhs then. Allahu Akbar. Next question. How many of you agree that the punishments described in the Quran and the Sunnah, whether it is death, whether it is stoning for adultery, whatever it is, if it is from Allah and His Messenger, that is the best punishment ever possible for humankind, and that is what we should apply in the world? Who agrees with that?
You have to realize now that this conference is loaded with Muslim young men and women in the hundreds, and this Muslim leader is telling us in this conference that they will force the punishment which Allah said in the Quran, which Muhammad approved in the Hadith, over the world. Not just the Muslims who live in America, but over the entire world. And all those who were in this conference raised their hand in agreement.
Allahu Akbar. Are you all radical extremists? SubhanAllah. So all of you are saying that you are common Muslims. You all go to the different masajids, no way. Or is it, are you like a specific sect, like the Islamnet sect or anything like that? Are you like that? No. Is it, are you like that? Please raise your hand if you're like this extreme Islamnet sect or anything like that. No one. Allahu Akbar. How many of you just go to these normal masajids in Norway, the normal Sunni mosques? Please raise your hands. Allahu Akbar. So what's the politicians going to say now? What is the media going to say now? That we're all extremists? We're all radicals? We need to deport all of us from this country? Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Takbir! Takbir! Takbir!
Yes, America, that is the truth about jihad and terrorism. We have them here in our backyard and they have no problem to challenge you. What will you do? What will your politicians do? Will you kick them out of the country? Are we going to call all of them terrorists? Of course not. They are here and they are not going anywhere. And God help us for the future of this land. Now here is my challenge to you. Muslims are here in America for two reasons. Number one, for us to love on them and reach out to them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Or number two, that God Almighty will use them to discipline the church, to discipline the entire country of the United States of America. And the question to you is, what will you do? And to reveal more truths about Islam, please join us again in the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this, "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.